You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. For 105 years old, it's holding up pretty good. The Kenosha County Fair continues its run today in Wilmot. It goes through Sunday, when the main event will be the Demo Derby. New this year at the fair is a permanent pavilion replacing the Creekside stage tents. That's where live music plays out at the fairgrounds. Racine's 103rd season of free summer concerts wraps up Sunday night. The Racine Concert Band will perform again at Rotary Park outside Festival Hall. They'll be joined by singer-actor Doug Clemens and the Racine Clarinet Quartet. There'll be some Gershwin, some Sousa, plus a special summer giveaway with prizes for the audience. The free concert starts at 7. If it rains, it'll move indoors to Festival Hall. Racine and Kenosha Unified kids go back to school September 2nd. Joanne Krulatz has more about the dreaded supply list.
Marquette University marketing professor Alex Milovic says it's important for families to keep cost in mind and spread out your shopping instead of doing it all at once. Milovic says don't be afraid to check and see if there are any leftover school supplies from last year you can reuse. The National Retail Federation estimates families will spend an average of $858 for the upcoming school supplies year.
Now with more news, here's Sholly Pittman.
You'll have to wait a few more days to celebrate the Brewers' hot streak with the George Webb hamburger. The date's been set. It's Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m. But if you can't make that, you can pick up a voucher starting today. They'll be redeemable in the last week of August. The restaurant chain, which operates on its own time, says it handed out 168,000 burgers in 1987 when the Brewers hit their Game 12 streak. In 2018, it gave out 90,000 free burgers and 100,000 vouchers. There's a George Webb in Racine on 4555 Douglas Avenue. When called by WRJN, one employee reported, quote, "plenty of calls and plenty of people asking about their free burgers." Maybe it's open 24 hours a day and it's employee-owned. But before, you had to drive to Kenosha or to Oak Creek. Now, Racine has a Woodman's, and it's in Regency Mall. There was a soft opening yesterday, and there's a grand opening planned for next month. Read more at the Racine County Eye. Racine and Kenosha Unified kids go back to school September 2nd. Melissa Kay has more on making sure your child can see the whiteboard in class when school starts.
Health providers recommend having that first eye exam earlier than you may expect, between the ages of 4 to 5 years old.
If a kid's eyes aren't doing what they need to, they're going to potentially struggle in school, potentially struggle reading, potentially struggle socially. In order to get those bonds and those things that they need for proper development.
That's Aspyrus ophthalmologist Dr. Charlie Ahrens. He says by the ages of 6 to 8 years old, problems can already be locked in.
So things like nearsighted, farsighted, or things like a lazy eye or amblyopia, where if we treat them early enough, we can prevent some of the problems that they may have later on in life.
According to the CDC, close to 6.8% of children under the age of 18 have a vision condition in the U.S. Vision problems in children are difficult to identify, and they can start right after they're born. Dr. Ahrens says if you notice your child not wanting to do certain visual tasks, standing too close to the TV or too far away, turning their head or eyes a certain way when they're trying to do visual tasks, or struggling to read, any of these could be indicators of a vision problem.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with Sholly Pittman. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Jordan Love back at camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers joint practice sessions with the Colts here in Indiana. Quarterback Jordan Love rejoined the team after having surgery on his left hand in Los Angeles Tuesday.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb. We did a surgery to repair it. It's a UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery and, on the road to recovery.
Love with a cast that covers his left arm. The Badgers training camp continues in Madison. Have they improved their D-line? Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
You know, I feel really good about the front four in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to keep them fresh there.
Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Milwaukee hoping to tie a franchise record of 13 wins in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I want to date you. Those are the words of Travis Kelce, but he wasn't talking to me. He says that is how he courted girlfriend Taylor Swift. Swift and Kelce discussed their courtship and all its simplicity on her recent appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. Sure, Kelce might have sounded like a Neanderthal, but on their first date, Swift asked what it was like for Kelce lining up and seeing his brother on the other side of the ball in the Super Bowl. Both Kelce's played offense. Sinead O'Connor will be the subject of a new biopic, according to Variety. Nothing Compares to You, named after one of O'Connor's biggest hits, will focus on the younger years and career of the singer-songwriter who at times could be controversial. In 1992, O'Connor famously ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live after a performance and said, "Fight the real enemy." O'Connor died in 2023 at the age of 56 of natural causes influenced by obstructive pulmonary disease. How heartbreaking can show business be? Believe it or not, no one knows more than Matt Damon. Despite his crazy success, Damon said in a recent interview that he and acting partner in crime Ben Affleck both were up for roles in Dead Poets Society in the mid-80s. Damon said he and Affleck both got called back for big roles. Not only did neither one of them land a role in the film, Damon said their summer job was at their local cinema, which Dead Poets Society played at all summer. More Matt Damon near-miss news. The Good Will Hunting star says director James Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar and 10% of the profits. Damon said at the time he was shooting The Bourne Ultimatum and knew he would be needed for post-production, so he turned Cameron down, along with probably what amounted to a few hundred million. In a business where getting a break or a little bit of luck is everything, Damon has still managed to eke out a living despite the big whiffs. God does not hate Matt Damon. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 85 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear this evening with a chance of scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 72 tomorrow. A lingering thunderstorm in the morning, then partly cloudy with a high of 88. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.